KK4FTU.
This is Kilo, November 4, Lima, Echo, India, Jim here in Tocoa, Georgia. Want to say good evening to you, and I'm surprised I hadn't heard Cody on here yet, but he's in our club here over here in Tocoa, so hey, tell me about you. So, good evening to you there, Richard, from Tocoa.
Get your call, but glad to hear you're doing well. Hopefully you had a nice Christmas and a safe one, and Cody, and still haven't done a face-to-face with him, but we've talked a good bit.
I'm not sure. My voice trying to be froggy here tonight. I'm trying to get me something to drink before I come back. Oh, see, I'm in my bedroom here. Okay, clear my throat. On the airway, right? Kilo, November, like last month, November, the number 4, Lima, like Lima, Peru, Lima Bean, so it's spelled a little bit different. Echo, Ecuador, India, the country of India. Kilo, November 4, Lima, Echo, India. Richard?
Correct, QSL.
USL. Well, James is my real name, but I most of the time go by Jim. Did you get my call sign? It's Kilo, November 4, Lima, Echo, India.
USL. Yeah, KN4LEI. Glad to hear from you. So, did you see Cody earlier this month when y'all had a club meeting?
I talked to him just a while ago on the phone. I called him up and told him, I said, I know he was telling me about you and Earl, and I said, well, you know, if you get a chance. He said he was going to try to call you get a hold of you, so we could all three of us have a little queso here on 2 meters here.
But not the night before. I was with family, so I wasn't anywhere near the radio, but I'm back at the home QTH and on the radio. I just thought I'd throw my call out and see if he was on. Maybe I'll send him a text.
I heard you a couple nights ago on the Blue Ridge Net calling and threw your call sign in. I can't remember if Wendy or Dave was doing the net, but anyway, I heard you a couple nights ago give out your call.
Dave, I did give it out and do a little bit of rag chewing with KI4DOS Wednesday night.
I bet you wonder how I knew his name, Gary. Well, I was talking to Cody the other night at the net. It might have been last night or the night before. I can't remember what night it was. We were talking, and I was asking Cody, I said, well, how many more hours is it till the next Blue Ridge net? And Gary came in and said, 23 more hours. So I got to say hello to him, to Gary. Oh, shoot. Here it is, W-Whiskey-4-Delta-Oscar-Sierra. So I managed to say hello to him there, Richard. Tocoa, we're about 17 miles, unless you do know where Tocoa is, I'll still tell you. We're about 17 miles off of Interstate 85. If you know, going towards South Carolina, or if you're making a trip down to Florida or whatever, or anywhere to Georgia, but, we're, We're off of Highway 17 here in Tacoa. Pizza Hut. I'm right down the road from Jackson. You know where that is? Pizza Hut here in Tacoa. We're across the road from Pizza Hut here in Tacoa. Richard?
Yeah, I know where Tacoa is. I know where East Denali is also. Been up there, have some family live over that way, KK4FTU.
November 4, Lima Echo India. Yeah, I signed in a while ago, and Dave was in there, and Dave said, I hear Kilo November, and that's all I could hear. And then he said I was breaking up. I don't know. Do I sound okay to you tonight? Do I sound okay, Richard?
Always in with it, but I bet in with your, but you're legible. I believe it's just conditions, atmospheric conditions. Don't know that you'll be able to do much with it unless you got a beam like Cody does.
All I got is a diamond antenna, diamond ground plane for 2 meters and 70 centimeters, whatever you want to call it. But hey, if I raise it up another 30 feet or so, I would think that'd come in a whole lot better. If I were to raise it up about maybe 30 more feet.
It always helps. One day I was on the road going towards Spartanburg and happened to talk to another fellow I know on the radio in my truck, and he said, you need to go over to 520. There's a guy up in a sailplane with a walkie-talkie doing simplex. And sure enough, I was able to hit him. He was flying somewhere between Charlotte and Spartanburg at about 5,000 feet. And I was able to hit him. He only had 5 watts doing simplex.
Doing QRP. Yeah. I was going to make a joke. Maybe he was doing QRP. But, yeah, okay. Where's your QTH? Cody told me, but I forgot. I know over there. Are you over there near Pickens or Easley? Anywhere near there?
6 miles away from me, and Anderson's about 17 miles.
Or Easley?
Easley. I'm got a Liberty address. But the community is Slaptown, so if you hear me call in, I'm always northwestern Anderson County, Slaptown.
Oh, let me go ahead and tell you. In 2018, I joined a club over here at Tacoa Airport. I got my technician in 2018. Last year, 2019, I got my general license. Yep, I can talk from the ATF now, general. I got me a ICOM IC7300. A lot of people think it's not ATF7300. But yeah, I got me a
last transmission. I don't know what happened. I heard that you had an ICOM and that you're a general. I'm a general right now also. Been doing a little bit of study, not nearly enough to go take the test, but I've got a 746 ICOM, but I don't have it hooked up at the moment because my antenna needs to be re-elevated.
I lost it today, and I've talked about 47 countries. First, I've talked to New Zealand. I have talked to Russia, but
Italy, and that's been a couple years back. I haven't been on HF lately. I got to re-elevate my antenna. I've got an ICOM 746 Pro, but haven't got it hooked up at the moment.
Yeah, there's some friends up there. You want to talk to some friends over there in Italy I talk to. Not every night, but every other night, or depends on what the weather is or what's going on. But IK4GRO, India Kilo 4, Gulf Radio Oscar. His name is Lauro. He's in the northern part of Italy. India 5, Zulu, Sierra Sierra. We call him Zucchini. Spaghetti, just for fun of I-5, Zed, Sierra Sierra. His name is Pat, or Patricio. Patricio, and he's in Florence, Italy. And then that other guy in Italy I talked to, he's in Naples, Italy. And his call sign is I-8, Kilo, Charlie, India, I-8-K-Z-I. And his name is Gennaro, and they talk sometimes on 7185, 40 meters. And I talk to them every now and then, Richard. About 12:30 a.m., yeah, after midnight, about 12:30, next day, I talk to them.
Yeah, it's been a minute or so since I've talked to Cody. I just sent him a text. Hopefully he'll get on here, KK4FTU.
Cody's on the Italy station, on 40 meters, 7185.
It's been a while. I'd have to look in my logbook. I don't think so.
Yeah, all I got is a hired watch with that ICOM 7300. I wish I had about 5, 6, 700 watts. That would really help. But I told him how much watts I had. Yeah. I can hear you, but barely. You're barely making it with that 100 watts. I know it. I just found out that I had 1,000 watts or more. Oh, well. But anyway, IK4GRO. His name is Lauro. L-A-U-R-O. Northern Italy. Yep, it's a fun hobby. I enjoy it.
Worst ones that we could be in, like golf. Worst hobbies to be in, like golf.
Yeah, you're right. I tried it. I mean, nothing with it. Basketball, I'm pretty good at. There, I can do 30, 20 up. Corners. And bowling, I'm not the best bowler, but I bowled at least over here in Tacoa. I have bowled over there in Seneca, South Carolina. But yeah, they had a tournament a while ago this afternoon playing golf. I saw guy playing in some kind of tournament on TV, golf tournament. I watch it, but I'm not good if I had to. Have you talked to Earl lately?
I haven't. It's been over a week since I've talked to either one of them.
Either one of them, KK4RQO.
Of the mountain region of Georgia. How you doing there, Cody? You have a good Christmas?
Yeah. Got a 2-liter bottle of A&W root beer and a couple of different odds and ends from my neighbor at the end of the road, so I've had a pretty good.
Talking with Jim, KN4LEI, and just got home from my dad and stepmom's place with both my sisters, and I'm feeling fat and happy like a cat on a warm sunny day in the sunshine.
Roger. Yeah, I was just fixing to call you and Earl and say, good grief, what I do to make y'all mad? Ain't heard you in a long time. So, one down, one to go.
Looking to the net at 10 after 9, and Dave came back to me, but he said, you're breaking up. All I hear is K-N. That's all. I can give him a call sign. He finally got me. All right, James, I got you now. I might get that antenna one of these days. Somebody help me raise that thing up. So maybe I can make it better. better contact with somebody. Hopefully, that's what I want to see later. In the future, sometime, get that thing up in the air, that diamond antenna.
KK4FT. I hate to tell you, Cody, but that wasn't Miley Cyrus. You sent that that video clip to me on the phone.
Richard, what'd you say?
I hate to tell you, but that wasn't Miley Cyrus that you sent the video to on the phone the other day.
A little lost.
He sent the text of Santa Claus swinging on the pole in his boxers.
No, if I had that kind of emoji on my phone, I'd be sending that out to everybody for a Christmas greeting.
It was sent to both me and you, apparently, from Earl.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yep, it had to come from him. But, yeah, I just sent him a message and said, hey, we on the air, where is you at? But, yeah, I tell you, let's see, what else I get from my neighbor. Oh, yeah, he gave me one of his military hats from over in Columbia, so that's really cool. So I got that kind of stuck in the back of the collection there, never to be worn. And, let's see, what else did we get from? Oh, yeah. When he come back from his trip this last time, he brought me a Colombian cowboy hat. This thing is definitely different. Looks kind of like a zebra stripe thing here, but I've gotten more compliments than I care to keep track of for that thing.
Indiana Jones and throw it down and let somebody step all over, pick it up. Oh, now it's broke in.
Talk about breaking it in, I had to soak it in hot water to get it where it fit my head right.
So it stretched out that far?
Old Al's got a little bitty head there. I gave him one of my John Deere hats that my nephew could wear. I said, here you go, I can't wear this thing. And since you like John Deere, even though you got the wrong tractor down here, I said, here you go. And it fit him just fine. I'm like, yeah, so I had to soak it for a couple hours.
To learn how to fence and get you a black cape and a black mask and black horse, and you can ride around like Zorro.
Which I tell you, my neighbor, the other neighbor I told you about, the head of the road department down here, he had a mask on that he wears when he goes hunting, and I started laughing. I told him, man, you ought to wear that thing to the gas station because all you can see is his eyes and what have you. Kind of like a ski mask, but not. I said, you ought to wear that thing into the gas station, walk up to the counter and say, I want you to set me up for X number of amount of gallons of gas. Don't ask no questions. Don't hit that silent alarm. Here's the money. And if somebody says something, you just look up and say, you said wear a mask. You didn't say what kind of mask.
There's a bunch of guys at work that have them that look like the grin that the Joker wears in the Batman series.
Yeah, I wish I had that mask at, the one I told you about, that guy that used to play banjo in the band. He had there in a bar. Gave it to the kid at the end of the road to wear. You know, did I tell you the story about the kid that I scared when we went out riding the four-wheeler and I felt it out in that deep hole in the creek?
Since you told me, but I remember you telling me about it.
Wish I had that mask. I wore that sucker into the gas station. I could have wore that sucker into the gas station on Halloween night around 11:30-ish. So, what's going on down yonder in Tocoa there, Jim? What you done today?
I got up and I heard some guys talking about DMR and everything. It's kind of interesting, but it's kind of over my head. But anyway, and then later on, I watched TV and then I was going to try to see if I could get that, Stone Mountain repeater. I think I hit it. And I heard somebody on there, I think every now and then, I heard somebody on there talking, barely could hear them. So I don't know. They were getting static too, by the way. And I could barely hear them. I should have keyed up, but I didn't. I never have talked on there yet. Maybe one of these days I'll get on the phone out. Maybe get a hold of somebody there.
If you hit a repeater down there in Florida, from where you're sitting, you better keep a good eye on that radio and that antenna, because I will come and snatch it out of your shack faster than you can blink. Because only the furthest I've talked, and this was with some really good conditions and a 200-watt amplifier, was into upstate New York. And that was a one-time fluke deal. That's why I put it on a recording. I've also hit Tennessee. Again, it was really good conditions, but yeah, if you hit Florida consistently with that thing and no extra assistance, yeah, you better put that thing in a good safe, because I'm gonna come out there and snatch it off your table.
Get it. I might have to get it higher. You think with what I got, 75 watts, could that hit Florida?
You did. The max you would probably get is, and that's if you're really, really lucky. The furthest I could hit is about 90 miles out. Maybe around 100, but 80 to 90 miles out is as good as I can hit here, and that's with a beam. So with yours, it would probably be maybe 50 to 60 miles out. Could be a hair less, so you'll just have to kind of play around with it. But I can tell you right now, you're not going to hit Florida at all. You might be lucky to hit St. Peter's in Atlanta.
I'm Georgia. Hopefully I get somebody to come out in Georgia. I'm going to try. I hate to tell you, but I talked to a guy in Churchill, Tennessee. Said he was about 30 miles. Wait, was that out?
Well, go ahead and pick one up there, Richard, and didn't mean to leave you out there. Lord have mercy, I just get a topic going to get a little long-winded, kind of out in the twilight zone there.
Always your friend with an antenna there, Jim. The higher you can get it, the better coax and antenna you have, the better reception and transmission you're going to have.
I've heard Richard. I've also heard these guys on the radio had a beam. I don't remember. Of course, I didn't write it down either. I was there and I'm talking one night. One guy said he had his Yagi up 140 feet. I think he did. I think I heard this guy say he had his Yagi up about 140 feet high. That high.
Airport, you can get away with that. But if you're in the flight path, can't go that high, KK4FTU.
A guy was talking. And then I heard then the guy I talked to over there in Europe told me, somewhere near Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody had one up.
I wouldn't go that way. I do anything like that. Probably about 80 or 100 feet. That's about it. I'd have to deal with. I'd love to have it, but that's a lot of tower to have to deal with.
The guy we talked to, he was streaming on YouTube down in Florida, and he had this up in 80. He had this up down in Florida.
So, Richard, what all did you get for, what all did Santa Claus drop down your chimney?
I got some socks, got some cooking spices, and some sweets, some big old thing of M&M's, got a new battery charger and a bag of hickory pellets for my pellet grill.
Roger. Well, I guess my biggest Christmas gift will be coming January, paying the tractor off.
They had a mini truck coming or a new side-by-side coming.
If I, what are they going to say? excuse me there. If all goes well, I should have something done about that by August, September, October, somewhere in that time frame next year.
It's a doggone tired when I got home. I didn't want to hardly do anything. Got to work, and B shift had to work over a half hour that they weren't scheduled to work, and we ended up having to work an hour over Tuesday night.
Well, at least it keeps you out of trouble.
It was dragging. We built 526 cars in 11 hours there, and at the end of 10 hours, we had 479.
Roger on that.
Pads on my daughter's 2000 model Pathfinder, and found out that the front calipers are dual piston, not single piston like everything else I'm used to working on. So it's a little more interesting getting those taken care of.
I can only imagine.
So bad, I ended up taking one of the old brake pads and two C clamps and having to screw one on each side to push both pistons in. Normally, I just use a vice grip top C clamp and squeeze it and adjust it and push the piston, push the single back in. But I tried doing that with the brake pad in the caliper, and it wouldn't push them back. So I had to go get two single screw top C clamps and take care of it. KK4FTU.
You're Roger on that.
Far down there, but last night when we left my dad's house, it was in the mid-20s, and I don't know that it ever got up out of the 30s good today, because there's a spot of ice on my front porch, and it was still there when I left this evening. Been there all day.
Roger, Roger on that. Pull you Johnny Cash yet? Johnny Cash yet, and haul them parts out your big lunchbox?
Don't see enough parts to do that.
Roger, Roger, all mad. Come on in here, Jim, and take you one there.
Hope I don't start yawning. That last job I worked, Richard, was, hey, it's keeping me down. I'll cut it down here. That last job I worked, I worked at a muffler factory in Livonia, Georgia. I know you said you know where East Valley is, so if you know where Livonia is, off of Interstate 85. Last job I worked there, worked in a muffler factory, and I left 2008, but I worked there from 1997 to 2008, 11 years. I ran machines, and I put parts together, spot welded some together. And we made mufflers for General Motors and also Chrysler. So they're still operating. I don't know. I think they were making those four-wheeler ATV mufflers there now, what they're doing now. I can't remember. I don't know what else they're doing. But also, got bought out. The name of the place is Bosal, B-O-S-A-L, Bravo, Oscar, Sierra, Alpha, Lima, Bosal. And, yeah, I worked there 11 years, so until 2008. So I haven't worked since 2008, then I started getting health problems and all, so anyway, yep, I really enjoyed it. I would have, if it was stayed in business, I would have worked till I retired. Four more years, I'd be 65, but I would have retired from that.
But there's a place over somewhere to go. I don't know exactly where that I've had some dealings with some people called Patterson Pump. Have you heard of that, KK4FTU?
Close to current, very close to Turnian Mountain where we got our repeaters up there.
Yep.
147.330. And Cody, yeah, he does the net Tuesday night and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. 147.330 on Thursday. And Tuesday, Thursday night, yeah, you're welcome to come in. Say hello to you, Jack. Yeah, I've heard of it. I know what you're talking about, guys, the bump off of 123.
The TV series Band of Brothers.
I've heard of it.
Mountain in it. I've seen it. It's really worth watching. Talks about a lot about the easy company of the 101st Airborne.
I think that was a true story. Based on that was a true story, wasn't it?
True story. I don't know how much of the theory was actually true, but they used a lot of the footage from it with Saving Private Ryan.
I wonder. Hey, Richard. I wonder if I could see that Band of Brothers. I could probably see Band of Brothers on YouTube, couldn't I?
It's like a 10-hour series.
Long, that'd be long. Oh, my goodness, that'd be long. Yeah, I've seen the Lord of the Ring movies sitting in a theater for three hours watching the Lord of the Ring.
I believe it's a HBO series, or it may be a History Channel series. I don't remember. I watched it when it was on. And then one Christmas, I got the DVDs, so I have a copy of it.
Oh, starting young. I hate to cut it short, y'all, but I haven't had my supper yet. I've been snacking all day, but I've been snacking. But hopefully one of these days, I'll try to get back to that. I'm going to try to get a hold of that Stone Mountain repeater. It makes a sound like that, like somebody blowing. So I'm pretty sure I'm hitting it. So I'm hoping I can talk to somebody down that way sometime. It was nice to meet you there, Richard, and I got you down in my logbook. And when Earl comes in, I'll get him in there too. And yeah, I'm kind of new to this radio. In fact, I'm new to two meters. Well, I started talking on 2 meters in 2018 with my phone thing, but I didn't have a mobile 2 meter mobile at the time. But I'm glad I got me one where I can hook up to this diamond ground plane where I can hook up to these repeaters. You know, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Asia. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I have made a few contacts in North Carolina. So I'm going to go ahead and let you in. Totally have it. So, but I enjoy the key, though. Yeah, key, though. I enjoy the conversation. And nice to meet you. And, yeah, if you hear me. Oh, by the way, yeah, if you hear me, Richard, I better not forget to say this one. If you hear me on 30 meters, 20 meters, 80 meters, anywhere there, well, when you get back on the radio, whenever you do, yeah, give me a call if you hear me. Oh, well, you can have a few so on the HM radio. But I'm a general now. Remember, I need to go below 7175, so I can hear all day, but I can talk from 7175 all the way to 7300. That's my radio. And so, yeah, if you hear me on the air, on the 40, 80, or 20 meters sometimes, give me a call, Richard.
McGovern, KN4LEI, KK4FGU. Cody, I'm going to make him hungry, telling him what I had for supper. I had some fried chicken, some ham, some pintos, some homemade macaroni and cheese, some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Feller, why don't you?
They've got one on Greenville Highway, which is 81. They've got one on Clemson Boulevard. They've got one also at Anderson University. In Anderson. There's one at Anderson University, there's one on Clemson Boulevard, and there's one on Greenville Highway, KK4FTU. Have a good one, sir. We'll talk to you later. You still there, Cody?
7-3 there, Jim. Go get you a belly full and, yeah, try and stay awake here. Burn that midnight Earl there catching them ATFs.
Thanks so much. I didn't even get a piece of homemade pecan pie that my sister made.
Roger on that. Mercy. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I tell you, I think the Lord's telling me you need to go with the Kubota, because I tell you what happened. Oh, my gosh. I actually had a guy lined up in Texas that I was going to work with to get another mini truck. And I did my research and stuff and figured out what I wanted and what I didn't need and so on and so forth. And I also had a fellow lined up right down the road from me that can import pretty much anything new or used except for that Toyota Town Ace I was looking at. The newest they could do with that thing was a 96, and I'm like, if I want to wear out something other, I'll just go to the used car lot down the road from me. But, anyhow, I called this place called Mudbug Mini Trucks over. I forget what part of Texas they're in. And I told the fella, I said, this is what I'm looking at. And he told me, he said, I can get you one in. It'd be about $18,000. Hang on just a second here. He could get one, get a Suzuki, and it'd be about $18,000. I said, okay. So if I got a 2020 Daihatsu Hi-Jet, blah, 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 HD dump model, it says the Hi-Jets are a little better than a Suzuki, they look a little better, and so on and so forth. So, okay. And I said, well, that's what I want to do to it. I'm not going to go too fancy. I just want a lift kit, some ATV wheels, Max Zero's tires, and a hitch on the rear. Guess how much he told me, rough guesstimate, I'd be looking at for that truck out the door. 28.
It's going to be a farm vehicle. This wasn't nothing to be driving back and forth to Atlanta, right?
But he said that they make their own lift kits in house, and they're about $1,500 or $1,000 for that. The wheel kit's about $1,000, and I think the bumper was anyways. And I'm like, okay. So I said, you know, I told Ed, I said, you know what? I think for the money, I'm going to just go buy the Kubota, pay him, have him put the lights on, the winch on, and have the thing turnkey out the door. The only things I want to do is install a radio, which I've got one of those in my save for later on in the Amazon app. Be about $95. It's Bluetooth and all that stuff. Just ain't got the weather band in it, but I don't care about all that crap. Ain't got a CD player, but shoot, who uses a CD player anymore? And then I got, because I don't like that little wimpy horn that comes on the thing, I need this thing kind of customized, you know, for my taste, what I like. So I got a chrome Wolo Bad Boy air horn like I used in the mini truck that I'll put on the thing when it gets in. So I got the air horn and the radio on standby, which after I pay the tractor off, I order those and get them in. Then when I get the machine in, all I got to do is just unbox them, install them, and call it done.
The radio.
Chewing on that, I'm just trying to weigh out it, man. Am I going to be in the vehicle enough to do it? Because I used to say I'd put one in there in case the power went out in the house, but shoot, we got a generator that we hook up to the house, so that's kind of, I might still do it. I just got to kind of, I got to try and figure out where I'd mount it at in the thing, because doing it on the dash is going to be more trouble than it's worth. So I'd I would have to try and figure out how to run the coax where it looks semi-clean.
Oh, Lord. Excuse me.
And that might be an interesting deal. But I could take the roof off and the skin off the outside and drop the headliner and fish the coax in through the back door. And then, where there's a bracket where the spring goes, the headache rack or screen, whatever you want to call that thing back there. And I could mount a mount made by, I think it's made by MSJ, but I've seen it, the trunk lid mount that I've seen a guy use that's in a club down here, use it on the Jeep and mounted inside there, so it looks like a regular radio antenna, but it's on that mount and you can close the hood on it, so I might modify that sucker and put some longer screws in it, compensate for the width of what it'll be mounted to and make that thing work. I just gotta figure that one out. And of course, running the powering would be bad, but I can just run the power, the wires, the same way. I'll just run those out the back as I'm running from the up the headliner and back up and through, and then just run wire loom down to the battery, hook it up direct like that.
What plan formulate starting to narrow things down?
Yep. I can know it's going to be awesome for us. The only thing I also got to figure out what to do with is tape it off or do something. But anyways, had some folks kind of mess with you, kind of make a deal. I told them what I was going to do is I'm going to have Kubota do their light kit in there, and then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the, we're about to have Dad fab up another bracket, but I'm just going to take the lights off that come on it, you know, later on down the road, and probably on the front, because they have the two work lights up front. I'll just take one of those and cut the wire off clean and just kind of tuck it back out of the way. And on the other side, I'll clip it off and wire it into an LED light bar. But I could always get really crafty with it and just wire up three of the brightest LED pods I can put up there and make just put three round LED pods or square pods up there if I wanted to, but I think I'd probably just do whatever, however long of a light bar I can stick on the thing, call it done.
Now, dude, my dad and I can go over where I grew up, where my sisters live, and there's a pecan tree that's become a nuisance because it's blocking one of the solar panels on top of the house. That and dripping stuff and birds been crapping all over her truck, so she wants it down. So I guess Monday, sometime between lunch and 3:30, 4 o'clock, we're going to take it down.
Roger on that. Well, sounds like you're going to have some fun.
8 inches in diameter, maybe 10. I doubt it's bigger than 10 inches in diameter, so it's not too awful big.
Roger. Well, that's a shame, because if that thing's been up there for a long enough time to start producing, shoot. Well. That makes nice firewood.
My brother-in-law's got the sawmill, so I'm going to limit and try to keep it as big as possible so he can get some boards out of it. But he showed me some pictures on Facebook, posted on Facebook some pictures of his 50 truck that he's got, and he's put a fuel injection, it looks like a carburetor, on it, and put an MSD ignition set up on it, and he's got starting to work it out and make it a lot more reliable.
Roger on that. Yeah, it has been a while since we talked to you. I had to go in, speaking of carbureted vehicle, I had to go in and do some more work on the 8N a few weeks ago. Had to go replace the coil on the thing. That was a fun experience. Call tractor supply. They're like, yeah, we got one. Go over there. Nope, they ain't got it. Called over to this place and that place, and just finally, Dad's like, I just tell me you need a 6-volt coil. Don't bother telling them what it's for. It's okay. So I called O'Reilly and said, yeah, I need a 6-volt coil. And they're like, yeah, we got one in stock, $15. I said, okay. Steiner equipment, or Steiner tractor, whatever, they wanted, probably around $20, $25, $30 for the same thing. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So, replaced the coil and all was going okay. And then it got to where it wouldn't start again. And I'm like, Then I started fishing around and found out there was some loose wires on the regulator. So I tightened everything down and I thought, you know, while I'm in here, I may as well go and replace the ignition switch with something closer to what the original was, because I don't know if Papa did it or the fellow that had it before he got it did it, but the thing had a three position switch. And so I went by Tractor Supply and picked up an ignition switch and put that thing in there, and I said, well, I tested it out back yesterday, and it was about 20-something degrees outside. It took it a few weeks to get started, but that thing fired up, purred like it was, I mean, just purred like nothing. Of course, it took about 45 minutes to warm up before the oil pressure gauge would regulate, show you what it was doing, but it ran like it was new off the line.
Understand your frustration there. Before I left the house, I called a couple AutoZones to get the parts for the daughter's vehicle, and I told them, you got this? Person says, no, we got the cheap ones. I said, well, I want the middle grade one. I said, can you check and see which store has them? He says, yeah, Easley and Anderson Road do. So I called the Easley store, and yeah, we've got it. I said, put your hands on it.
Confident people, but a very, very low educated folks and them things, they just drive me up a wall. I like getting stuff from Tractor Supply. I mean, they got a lot of good stuff in there, but I tell you, some of them folks that got work in there, I almost want to take my boot and give them a good kick out the back door. It's like this one fella, I walked up and said, I know y'all have tractor parts back here in the back. Y'all have a ignition switch for an 8N4. No, we don't sell ignition switch for 8N4. This, that, and the other. Okay. I knew he was full of crap. Because I've been to other stores and seen ignition switch, fuel shut off valve with sediment bowl and all kind of stuff. Service manuals. And I walked back here, went to where it was, pulled it off the shelf, walked up there, slammed it down in front of him, and says, "Fella, with all due respect, you need to learn your job a little better because here it is." Oh my gosh, I tell you.